Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast.
Simple Plan, formed in 1999, and over the years, you've seen them claw their way into one of Canada's most successful pop punk bands of all time. They've sold over 10 million albums worldwide. If you went to the Vans Warped Tour between 1999 and 2005, and then again in 2011, 2013, 15, you saw Simple Plan. It was just simply a staple of the band's early touring years. They played at the 2010 Winter Olympics here in Vancouver, the closing ceremonies there, and the 2016 NHL Winter Classic, and of course, you know, continuing to tour and banging out successful albums. And when their drummer, Chuck, was a guest, we talked about Pearl Jam and that alt-rock movement, legalized marijuana, gave a couple book recommendations, talked career highlights. He shared a near-death story, the music that was being played in his house as a kid growing up. And Chuck talked about his first concert and the influence of the Warped Tour. Listen to this.
First real big rock show I saw was probably Pearl Jam Montreal when their first record came out. Like, they just had a live out and Even Flow and, like, Not Jeremy yet. So it was still... they were still kind of bubbling under, you know. I mean, they were big, but they were not like massive like this.
Massive.
So they played this, they played like this small arena back home, which was like maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people. And I got to go to that with my dad.
Cool.
And I loved it. I was like, oh my God, this is the best show ever. I wouldn't say at their prime, because who knows? I haven't seen them enough to really make that comment, but I felt like they were like, you know, when you're a band and you're just starting to catch fire.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, you're just going out there with a vengeance. You got things to prove, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
And it was like life changing. And then, like, and rather quickly, we got into like this, you know, Rage Against the Machine and Tool and like all that scene of like that big Lollapalooza scene and you know that alternative sort of world that was kind of exploding at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then rather quickly I discovered Bad Religion on like just listening to some old radio shows, and there was like this alternative radio show that would play all these great records, and discovered Bad Religion, and then from there,
boom,
the floodgates opened, and it was Pennywise, it was Rancid,
then you're getting into the Warped Tour and all that and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And then I shifted towards that, and that became really like the love, like all the bands of that record, Epitaph, like Lagwagon, Strung Out,
you know,
Tense of Pole, like all these awesome bands. And that really became the DNA of the band that we were playing at the time. We kind of like, those were the main influences, and our style shifted towards that. And then in some ways it really influenced Simple Plan. It's still, even though we're a little bit more on the pop side as opposed to these bands, the whole approach to music has been shaped by all these bands, you know?
Listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC-approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read Podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait. The excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.